Hey, I need to borrow your charger. Ugh. Why are you, a complete stranger, just chilling in my brother's room? Well, at least you have the manners to stick to yourself and not go snooping. Strange. I thought guys always acted on impulse. How long has he left you for exactly? Well, if you're bored, you could always, you know, go on your phone. You don't have to stare at the ceiling while standing to pass the time, you know? Is my brother a bad host? Ugh, sit on the bed. Yes. Don't tell me you were disassociating the whole time. What a little male stereotype you are. Next, you'll tell me that you've got a headache and you don't want to take painkillers. You do know of that stereotype, right? That guys like to tough it out rather than take two measly pills and feel better 10 minutes later. How come I haven't seen you around much? Are you like a new buddy or something? You just blow in from stupid town? I mean, that was a reference, but I do like being mean to guys. I don't know, it's fun, and I like seeing how surprised in the face you are. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, what? A girl? Being rude? Well, what did I ever do to her? It's so funny seeing those little cogs in your brain working overtime, thinking if you offended me or something. Can you see if the charger is down the side of the bed while you're at it? You know, be of use. There's that look again. Don't make it so easy for me, and then maybe you wouldn't be such an easy target. Wait, you really can't find the charger? Fine, I'll get it. But don't get scared now that you're in bed with a girl. Wouldn't want you to start trembling in fear. Ooh, what is she gonna do to me? Nothing other than call you lousy for being unable to find this. Oh, and would you look at that? The charger is right where it always is. Maybe you need glasses, or are you just not a very observant person? Well, it's okay. You're kinda cute, so that makes you a himbo. Yes, a himbo. A man, or, well, a boy in your case, that is dumb but attractive in general. Don't worry, it will help you through life. When you go to work and you spill your coffee, a woman will pat you down at your crotch with a napkin, because dumb people mean no harm. Do you understand? Or, for example, if you forget to bring any cash with you to the deli, the boss man will let you pay later because, well, you're a dummy. Is anything clicking up there at all? Nothing? Ew, what's that on your screen? I'm serious, show me, I saw that in the corner of my eye. I thought you weren't doing anything, but were you getting it on in my brother's room? Ew! Then show me, or I'm gonna accuse you of being a randy little bastard in here. Guys are so easy, it's so cute. Oh, ASMR, how boring. I thought it was gonna be like a new Rule 34 thing I've never heard of before. How tiresome. What is this anyway? Thigh locking ASMR? Wait, like how they do it in wrestling? Have you ever wrestled before? Who am I kidding? I'd win in a millisecond. Oh, you actually want to go for it. Your eyes even widened. Yeah, your face is giving you away, buddy. All right, fine. You really think you can take me on? Yeah, let's go. On the count of three, all right? 1, 2, 3. Ah. Well, maybe if you weren't so pathetic, that wouldn't have been the easiest maneuver of my life. You're not even tapping out yet. You do understand you can, right? Just tap 3 times on my thighs and you're free. Oh, I think I'm starting to understand. Well, I was getting a little chilly, and you are warming me up, so maybe this isn't the worst thing to do right now. I was bored of scrolling on my phone mindlessly too, so yeah, I think you deserve this. Although, something tells me you're also exactly where you want to be right now. I can add more pressure too if you like. You better come around here more often, okay? I'm not letting this be considered a real match. You don't really want to disappoint the first girl who's ever interacted with you before. No, you don't. I guess my brother never told you about Oliver play fighting. He's good, but since I'm a girl, I have a lower center of gravity. That means I'm very hard to pull off balance, whereas you, being taller, means I can knock you down faster. It's kind of like that saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Oh, I can do this all day. Until you actually tap out. There's no way I'm letting a loser like you win, so good luck down there. You're gonna need it, mister. Hey, buddy, I think I've had enough, haven't you? Just tap out already. Oh, what is that? Dude, that's massive. Why are you tending so much? That's obscene. Aren't you disgusted with yourself? How on earth are you supposed to leave this room with a thing like that in between your legs? Fine, let me deal with it since I suppose it's a compliment to how sexy you find me. Your stutters are cute, but no, you don't have to talk. Just shut up and let me do what I want with you, okay? Or I'll leave you with blue balls. Oh, wow. You really must be pent up from how musky this smells. What, you getting all embarrassed a girl is sniffing your cock? I heard the tip is the most potent part. Apparently, the smell can go to a girl's head and make her a total slut for you. Will we see if that's true? I guess I kinda get what they mean. This is a little addictive. You don't mind if I have a taste as well, right? Oh, who am I kidding? You're practically whimpering for me to stick it in my mouth. Oh. It's so much bigger than I first thought. I think I overestimated how easy this is gonna be. Ugh, I only have the head in my mouth, but my jaw feels sore already. No. Ugh. Okay, maybe we're not gonna do that. Since it was my thighs that got you into this position, why don't you take down my panties for me? Because you're gonna fuck my thighs until you come. Got it? There. That's right. Lift up my skirt and lower the panties slowly. You see that wet string? I've been turned on this whole time, having the back of your head pressed against my pussy. Didn't you think it was strange how much I was enjoying headlocking you? Or were you too busy hiding your perverted boner from me? You're gonna stick your dick right against my pussy. You're gonna get this throbbing erection all covered in my pussy juice that I leaked because I'm horny. And you're gonna fuck my thighs because I told you to. That's right. Stop thinking and just do as I say. Oh, wow, you're warm. That's right. Good. Oh, you can go as fast or as slow as you like. I just want to hear you start panting from how good it feels. You are a lot stronger than I thought. Jeez, were you really that pent up dummy that you couldn't hold back at all? fine. Only because you're cute, I'll let you do it. That's right. Is it nice when your cock gets swallowed up by my juicy thighs? To think that something that was squeezing your head a moment ago is, well, now squeezing your head again. Oh, why are you so fun to play and mess around with? You seriously better come back again after this, or I'm gonna be so pissed. I want you to be my precious little boy toy that does whatever I ask of him. I can make you come over and over. We can try out so many things after this, too. Oh, fuck. Your gasps and panting are actually kind of sexy. I'm not gonna lie. You're making my pussy squeeze down on its own. Isn't it just so frustrating being so close and not able to go inside? Doesn't that annoy you? Oh, I bet it does. But you can take it out on my thighs. Oh my god, you can go even faster. Damn, call me impressed. You're such a silly boy. You're rubbing against my pussy for real. Are you trying to make me moan while you do this? Oh, fine. I'll let you have this once just because you've been listening to my every command so far. Are you gonna be a good himbo and paint my thighs white? You gotta be nice and mindless for me and let me up to your balls any way I see fit. Yeah, that's right. Just thrust and bend and groan away. Like the animalistic beast you can be. You're so vigorous, your balls are slapping too. Oh, don't you just want to empty them? I want to drain them. Yeah, I want to drain my little himbo. So please come for me when I tell you to. Ready, please. I can give you a countdown. I know you know what those are. You thirsty? Five. That's right. I love my voice telling you what to do in your ear. I want you brainless and only focused on etching right now. Four. You are mine to milk, okay? You got it. All mine to do what I please with. And three. Stop thinking completely. Just thrust, thrust, thrust. That's all you care about right now. Two. You're holding together so well for me. That's right, just keep bending. Oh, yeah. One. Your cocks press so hard against me. Your breeka must be mixing with my pussy fluid too, making us so slick against each other. Ready? Yeah, you getting ready to come? Zero. That's right, fucking come for me. Oh, what a precious himbo. Did you come big? Oh my god. You really just came all this amount from a thigh job? Oh. Was it because of how warm and wet my pussy was being pressed against you? Well, that felt really good for me, but now I'm the one pent up. I guess you are just gonna have to come back over. Okay. And then you can be the one making me come my brains out, because this exchange isn't exactly fair. Let me have a taste. Bitter. Maybe have some pineapple tonight so tomorrow's better for me. Oh yeah, you're coming tomorrow, dumbass. I don't care what your excuse is, just make it happen. I better get a move on before we get caught as well. Good thing you come relatively quicker, but next time, let's make it faster. I want you so sensitive, you can hardly hold it together when I'm in the room with you.